Hey guys!
Hello!
Hey, we wanted to ask you, are your students or are you signed up for a roll group?
Yeah, David started this Sunday and he had like 20 kids and a whole bunch of pizza in his. It was pretty awesome.
It was awesome. Bible 101. Hey, high schoolers, if you're not signed up for roll groups yet, go to mountainpark.org, search launch, go to the bottom of the page, you read all about the classes that we're offering for high schoolers, and you can register right there.
And it's totally not too late to do it. And if you're in middle school, there's always SU nights in the gym on Wednesdays at
6:30.
6:30. Yep. It'll be super, super fun, and you'll be competing again for
the golden throne.
We also want to let you know about what we talked about this past Sunday. Uh-huh. We are in the middle of a three-part series that's called Fail, and it's all about failure. It's about three lies that we all tell ourselves that are totally not true, but oh my gosh, we tell ourselves all the time. The first one that we talked about was that you are a failure, which amazingly actually is true, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You're a totally epic failure, and we all have these moments. Our students told us that these moments happen, they feel like they're the big failure when they
fail a test.
Yeah, or
lose a game,
or actually they don't live up to their parents' expectation.
That's another one.
Or they say something and they immediately know, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And then they beat themselves up inside about what it is that they've said.
Yeah.
And so they feel like terrible, awful failures and they can't get over it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we as a society and culture pretty much do is say, like, get over it. You're perfect. Don't worry, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about these three specific songs where, like, Pink says, pretty, pretty please, don't you, I'm singing this, ever feel like you're nothing, you are perfect, right? We sing these songs.
Bruno Mars, you know, you're beautiful just the way you are.
And the reality is we try to cheer ourselves up with telling ourselves that we're perfect and we're fine just the way we are, but the truth is we all know that that's not true.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is that God says that that doesn't count us out from playing a part in his story, that failures are actually, the ones who can admit that they're failures are the ones that recognize they have a savior, and this is huge. So God actually in his story, when he wants to tell somebody about Jesus coming, he doesn't go to the perfect people. He actually goes to the people who knew that they were failures. So he goes to the shepherds and he says, hey, shepherds, you failures, you ones who have never won the game and never passed the test and never did anything anybody asked you to do. Hey, shepherds, Jesus is coming. He's your savior. And instead of the shepherds being like, wait, savior for what? Like, what are you talking about? The shepherds know exactly what the angels are talking about because they recognize that they do desperately need a savior.
Yeah.
So they run to Jesus. So our challenge for our students this week was, when you are in those moments of feeling like you're a complete failure, instead of trying to make yourself feel better, like, oh no, I'm perfect, or just trying to get over it, admit in that moment, I am a failure, and allow Jesus to be your rescuer. Now, here's the thing for parents.
Parents, I want you to go to your students whenever they come up to you of, I feel like I failed, or something like that. I want you to work through that with them, not in like, no, you're not a failure.
Or you're perfect.
Yeah.
Or get over it.
None of that. I want you to work with them on what is the time that you failed and admit that to them and work through that together and then together come up on the solution that you both need a savior.
Yeah. And what would it look like for you to actually pray with your kid and say, God, let's recognize together in this moment that we need Jesus and ask Jesus to come into that situation and in that moment and in that feeling and let him be your savior.
So that's what we're talking about this week. Have a great conversation with your student over there.
And next week, we're going to be continuing in this process of talking about failures. And it'll be a great time.
So we'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Peace.